welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone had a safe, blessed weekend. I went out this weekend on a boat, one of my buddies, out to the Chain of Lakes, took his pontoon boat out there, as in the state of Florida, because DeSant has so nicely given us permission to be able to go outside and do things still. It's so nice of them to give us permission to do that. And he basically said you can go hiking, walking, biking, boating, swimming, fishing, etc., as long as there's not more than 10 people together, and your boats have to be 50 feet apart. You guys are going to like this. So we went out in my buddy's pontoon boat, and the lakes were packed. Chain of Lakes was packed. Everybody's out there again. And the sheriff presence in their boats was one of the largest sheriff presence I've ever seen on the Chain of Lakes before. I mean, there were sheriff boats patrolling everywhere. Fish and Wildlife, State Patrol. I mean, they're everywhere. It was insane. And they were going up to every single boat and demanding that no boats get closer than 50 feet. My buddy had a power pole, you know, when the anchor poles, it goes down, he put it in there. And we said it, and I said, so what happens if we're 49 feet? Are you guys going to come out here with a tape measure? I said that to the sheriff's officer. He goes, don't get smart with me, son. You stay 50 feet. And I said, I don't have a tape measure. Do you? Do you have a tape measure I can use real quick? He said, 50 feet. I said, okay. Golly. I'm just angry. I'd probably be angry if I had to sit out there, too, and just harass people. And so when we got back home, you know, I called up my one of my buddies who's also a sheriff, but he wasn't working out there. He's more an environmental. And so there were no more incidences. We just kind of chilled out for a little bit and left. So I called him up and I said, what in the world's going on with everybody out there? He goes, oh, he's like, they're serious. You have to be more than 50 feet away. And I said, well, are they going to arrest people if you're not? He said, well, if you continue basically to get closer after they tell you, he said, yeah, they can arrest you for failing to comply with the lawful command of a police officer. And he said, or they can also give you a $500 citation. And I said, wow, this is, you know, have we really reached this point? And now I'm starting to see all across the country now, guys, listen to me, all across the country, we're seeing a complete and total totalitarian crackdown on the general population for breaking no laws, I mind you, not doing anything illegal, simply for not complying with unconstitutional demands from a tyrannical government. You guys probably saw this. I sent to a few people. Paddleboarder was arrested on Thursday in California for paddleboarding out in the bay, Los Angeles, out by the pier. Only person out in the water in a paddleboard. Calm waters. Photos of it. Calm water. No way. It's beautiful weather. Out there paddleboarding by himself, just wanting to get out and paddleboard by himself and clear his head. Of course, the lifeguard came up and made a big rift. They said, you got to go inside. You can't be out here. And he said, no, per basically the law that had been put in place, I have the ability to go out here. I have the right. The state landmark law deems access to beach a fundamental right. I have a right to be out here. And they said, no, you cannot be paddleboarding out here by yourself because you are breaking the quarantine order. And he said, there's nobody out here. There's literally nobody on the water. I'm fine. There's not an issue at all. I'm a very, very, very good swimmer. They said, that's not okay. Called the sheriff's department on him. Sheriff's department got their boat, came out there, circled him, drug him off his paddleboard out of the water, handcuffed him, and arrested him. I kid you not, arrested him. They arrested him for suspicion of disobeying a lifeguard. I'm not even joking. You can't make this stuff up anymore. In New York, three people were just arrested in Brooklyn for failing to maintain social distancing. They basically charged them formally with obstructing governmental administration because they were standing in a parking lot and refused to leave. They were not loitering. There was not any legal thing. It was basically like a private parking lot area. And they said, you have to leave. They said, no, we're not leaving. We're not doing anything illegal. The whole thing escalated. Like, multiple people got pepper sprayed. Three people went to jail. All because the cops were on a power trip to enforce the tyrannical laws. I stopped by Walmart the other day, not to go in. I wanted to drive past Walmart, see what was going on. I had heard some rumors. I wanted to see if it was true. And it was. They now have Walmart supercenters, at least in my area, completely cordoned off. You're only allowed to go into one entry door. They have single file line. You basically are rut to butt all the way into the store, and they have security patrol in the store basically telling people to stay more than 6 feet apart. Tape at every single register, plexiglass at every register now, security walking around telling you to maintain 6 feet. And now I've also seen videos, I didn't see this personally at our Walmart, as far as the cameras now, in a lot of Walmarts across the country, they have put these gigantic towers up with cameras all over them and loudspeakers on them. And they say, you can see in the video, in a monotone it says, remember to wash your hands, stay home if you are sick, practice social separation of at least 6 feet. Loitering inside and outside the store is strictly prohibited. Thank you for choosing Walmart. Guys, what in the world have we just stepped into in the United States right now that we are now being bullied, bossed, and thrown around, harassed, and jailed for simply walking around, going to public beaches, talking to friends, paddleboarding out in the water? You couldn't even make this up to the 1984 book of George Orwell. What has happened to this country, Dad, in just a few short weeks? What is going on?
Welcome to communism combined with fascism. That's what we have now. This is the gilded cage that we were all in, the invisible cage that we thought they would never close the door on. This is what they have planned for us to do. This is why they put us on fluoride back in 1946. This is the goal. The goal was where we are right now. The rulers of this planet, this cabal, this sex cult weirdo group of death cult people, this cabalist group who run the planet, this is the goal. And, you know, I've been telling people this for 20 years. And the crazy part about it is when I started talking about this, I was immediately, you know, classified as a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, whatever, whatever that means. That was, by the way, started back in the 60s after the Warren Commission said that, you know, we had magic bullets killing John F. Kennedy. And if you didn't believe in the magic bullet turning around and going the other the direction, then basically you are a conspiracy theorist, which is what they did on national news. And back then it was the Huntley Brinkley Report and Walter Cronkite, and you don't remember all this awesome, but these were really good anchors. And we were all taught to believe that what we heard on the TV set, which is controlled through the Rothschild Media Enterprises, is the truth. And so we believed it. And so many people, when they heard about the, you know, people who were conspiracy theorists, it became a pun, it became a caricature. People started laughing at people who had an alternative theory as to what happened to John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or the Apollo mission or anything. And this is it. You know, when Operation Mockingbird took the CIA took over the media and started putting literally thousands of people in positions of newscasters all over the world, they reprogrammed the population into believing what the media said was true. They used certain sounds, certain colors, certain postures, certain color ties. I mean, all of this stuff is basically beta test to determine the best way to do it. Like, watch your newscasters. They'll sit there. They won't clench their lips. They'll sit there with their mouth, their lips slightly parted. They're trained to do that because it's a softer approach that makes people believe stuff more. And this is what they do. Now we have Fox News women who basically start crying on the air and start, you know, blah, you know, because it's more believable. They're showing the emotion and they beta tested. And this is what's happening. And so we have this totalitarian government that started back, you know, with the fall of the Russian Revolution. I didn't start back then. It started back with the Garden of Eden, this benign Nephilim group, the Canaanite religion. I mean, we're ruled by a group of high priests is what this is, that are satanic. And this whole planet's ruled by these guys. And they're showing us now who's in control. They finally, and what happened is the internet is this double-edged sword. Because what it's done, it's allowed us to go out and point them out and hold a big floodlight on top of them and say, look at the roaches running under the refrigerator. And you're saying, these guys are really disgusting. Let's get the raid out. And they see that and they know that. So now they're clamping down because we're getting more and more freedom. You know, Henry Kissinger, probably one of the worst ones. He was also involved with the Roswell cover-up and a whole bunch of other stuff he was involved with way back when in the 60s. I did a whole story on that once in a book that was written by Fred Bell. But Henry Kissinger and Bill Gates, they're now calling for masks, vaccination, and global governance. I mean, it's really incredible to me also how these high-ranking members of the committee, whatever they are, the guys who took down Building 7, who've been elevated as, quote, world leaders and cutouts is what they are, and multimillionaires who are cutouts, they aren't free either. They're pathetic slaves. I mean, here, look at an example. You know, Bill Gates, whose dad was all involved with the Federal Reserve Bank and all involved with Planned Parenthood and everything else, they're not even allowed to retire with their billions. Look at Michael Bloomberg. He was not even allowed to take an extended ski vacation in Gstaad over in Switzerland. He was forced to utterly humiliate himself in his ill-conceived run for the Democratic nomination. Because it's how they do things. They force you to do it. Bill Gates, the son of a former governor of the Federal Reserve Bank of Seattle, and also one of the guys who was involved with Planned Parenthood, as I just mentioned, second richest man in the world, supposedly, which he's not, who pioneered surveillance capitalism on his unbelievably lousy Microsoft platform, which every single bug and every single, you know, thing hack gets hacked into it, is now asked to convince the planet to be vaccinated with a eugenic bioweapon. I mean, really? As the inventor of backdoor surveillance, one's customers, if Bill Gates couldn't protect us from viruses on his lousy platform, how in the world are we supposed to trust him to get his life's mission to be all of us to be euthanized? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's really easy to spot a globalist. This is simple now. They want to crash the economy, turn us over to communism, and inject you with a bioweapon. That's just what they do. That's what they do. In fact, Henry Kissinger, the great mass murderer, he wrote a paper this past week that I posted on the website. And you know, he basically is talking about, you know, the need for a global government. Same thing he's always said. I'm not going to read you what he said. But, you know, basically Kissinger then refers to himself as being a member of the Battle of the Bulge as far as fighting and all the other things that he did in World War II, because he was born in 1923, born in the Weimar Republic in Germany. He references his past lessons learned from the Marshall Plan and from the Manhattan Project. From that, he outlines three domains he says the U.S. needs to implement. He says we need to develop new technologies for infection control. Here we go. And vaccinations. There we go. There we go. His second domain proposes healing the world economy, which, of course, that's going to be through, you know, fascism or through communism. And the third is a safeguard, the liberal new world order, all three of which he says the U.S. must do. And in other words, this is what he says. The U.S. needs to mass vaccinate. The U.S. must transition into this new digital financial system. And thirdly, the U.S. must embrace the liberal world order. And this is what he believes. And remember, they're desperate to get these nanotags in you. See, a lot of us have said we're not going to vaccinate ourselves and we're not going to vaccinate our children. We're just not going to do it. We don't have any interest in doing it. We don't want to do it. So, no. The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is no. We're not going to do that. And now, you know, we have people like the Fed chairman of St. Louis saying, this is Fred Buller, he pitches a universal daily COVID-19 testing to help restore the economy's health. Now, listen to this. He wants people to be tested daily to make sure that people can have confidence to once again interact. Now, listen to what he says. There is good news for those who think the U.S. economy will have a tough time recovering from the coronavirus pandemic, says the Fed president in St. Louis, James Buller. There's a solution available, technology today, to fix the economic part, Bullard said in an interview. This, of course, be the digital currency face the nation. The solution is universal testing. Bullard laid out a system where every American would be tested every day and would wear a badge with their negative result, similar to the ones who wear after they vote. This would help the economy because people could interact with each other with a lot of confidence. What the heck? This reminds me very, very strongly of what happened to the Jews in Nazi Germany, when they were labeled Juden, and they had the word the Star of David. Are we to the point now in the United States that, you know, we're going to wear the Star of David metaphorically, and if we don't have the ability to wear the star, we're going to be considered social outcasts, and we're not going to be allowed to, you know, interact with other people because we're unclean? What the heck? Remember, guys, remember, this thing's been going on with this coronavirus. This dude, with Charles Lieber and the rest of these guys, the explicit goal, and I covered this back in January, of the work of Charles Lieber, chair of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard, has been to devise a biological interface in which a nanoscale device could communicate with a living organism. And he has succeeded in developing a biocompatible transistor the size of a virus. He and his colleagues use nanowires to create a transistor so small they can be used to actually enter in and probe a human cell without disrupting the intercellular machinery. And it could even be used to enable two-way communication with individual cells. On January 28th, I discussed it back then, Lieber was arrested and charged for lying about the work he did for a program run by the Chinese government that seeks to lure American talent to China. He was paid $50,000 a month and up to $158,000 in living expenses to cultivate young teachers and students, according to the documents. Lieber has also received more than $15 million in grants from U.S. federal agencies since 2008. Guys, this bioweapon that they've developed from these nanomaterials is exactly what I told you about they were doing 3 years ago when I told you how they use the smart dust from the chemtrails that you inhale into your lungs to get into your central nervous system and replace the copper in your system and basically replace it with the aluminum and the barium to create, in using a piezoelectric current crystal, to create a read-write unit to allow them to connect you to the Internet of Things through a 5G meter, through a 5G transmitter. And this is what's going on right now as we speak. You know, and last Friday I went into detail and I had a long prayer for you guys. And I just want you to know this article came out on Friday after our show. And it says, while Trump fights coronavirus, Pompeo's on the warpath, is our Secretary of State. Daniel McAdams says that a number of people dying from the coronavirus are very low, that Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases claiming that 100 to 200,000 people are going to die if Trump puts an end to the lockdown. Fauci says that if the president does nothing, 2 million people will die. That's a lie, by the way. Unless they want them to die, they start killing them with other things. Meanwhile, and plus everything that you die from now, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, you're labeled coronavirus pretty much. Meanwhile, deep staters in the Trump administration, listen to this, led by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, or whatever you want to pronounce it, are planning wars right now in the United States. Remember, I talked about this on Friday, against Venezuela, Iran, Syria, and Russia. Wow. In fact, I missed out on Syria. I didn't even have that one listed on the list the other day. Attorney General Bill Barr indicated Venezuela President Maduro as a narcotics terrorist, which will make an attack by the U.S. appear to be praiseworthy. So, guys, this is where we find ourselves now. We find ourselves that basically in a situation where we really don't know what to do here. And they're coming at us at so many different things. They're showing up when Austin's out on a doggone pontoon boat trying to relax on a Sunday or on a Saturday. They're dragging people off of boats and arresting them if they don't maintain 50 feet. And when you ask them, how do I know if it's 49 feet or 47 feet? You're told, don't get smart with me, boy. What the heck? Again, this is right back to the play plan they did in the Soviet Union. Dumb them down first, propagandize them first, and now, since the concentration caps and the use of fluoride, we got to get that in there too. Got to make sure they get that IV of fluoride in there. If that doesn't dumb them down enough, you got to put a bunch of statin drugs in them, which will dumb them down even more. And if that doesn't dumb them down, you got to get them on psychotropic drugs, which really dumbs them down. And if that doesn't dumb them down enough, you got to get them on opiates. Oh, yeah. Remember, these are the same guys, the same cartel, the same cabalist group of sickos. This is the same group that did those Chinese opium wars, you know, over 100 years ago. Got a bunch of China addicted to doggone opiates. This is the same group, guys, that is now has tens of millions of people addicted in the United States to opiates. And, guys, we got to understand something. If we don't stand against this, the guys, the rest of us who are left, what are we going to do? In fact, I told Sharon this morning, I said the whole world has been overcome by beta males, you know, because of political correctness. That's the Frankfurt School stuff again. You know, you got these guys who won't stand up for anything. They're willing to go along with anything, just don't want to rock the boat. You know, gosh, guys, we can't do that. We've got to learn to stand up. Like Austin said, how far is 50 feet? Don't get smart with me, boy. How far is 50 feet? I don't have a tape measure. What do you mean, boy? See, if everybody does that, and the police officers are pretty soon, they're just going to call them sick and say, you know what, I don't feel good. I'm not going to go in and do this today. I'm not really happy or healthy about any of this stuff. There comes a point when the police are going to be held accountable, just like in Germany. The people in Germany and the people who are the underlings who basically were following orders were finally held accountable for all the things that were happening in Germany during the war, because they finally began to realize that everybody has to have a sense of accountability. And we have to see this. In fact, Chuck Baldwin wrote something this past weekend, and you guys can read it. I have it posted on the website at the healthmasters.com news site there with Health Masters. It basically says that, you know, now we finally understand what happened in Nazi Germany and how they became a fascist dictatorship. That's where we're headed right now. That's where we're headed right now. By the way, one more thing I'll talk about health real quick. Selenium, which is in our liver support, it can help protect against viral and bacterial infection. Now, this is really important that we understand this with all these coronavirus cases happening all over the place, is that selenium is super important for proper liver function and proper immune system response, because remember, it is an antioxidant. This micronutrient supports a variety of important functions of the body, including oxidative damage protection, thyroid function, and immune system activity. Interestingly, 2011 review published in Biological Trace Element Research found that the areas of the world with selenium-depleted soil, including China, also happen to be the areas where these types of viruses tend to emerge. Now, let's ask a question. How does selenium help fight a viral or bacterial infection? Research shows that selenium boosts immune response by slowing down the speed at which pathogens replicate and mutate. That's very important. As mentioned, selenium also helps fight oxidative damage, which can occur as a result of infectious illnesses. As for people who are deficient in selenium, researchers believe that these people are also at an increased risk for the greater inflammatory stress response to viral exposure, which is a cytokine storm, which can ultimately cause them to die from basically fluid inflammation and brain swelling. That's what a cytokine storm does. So it's so important. So guys, I take my product, our liver support product, on a regular basis. Now, it does something else too. When you start getting liver spots or age spots on your hands, almost always that's because of a selenium deficiency. And so I've seen people who basically had spots on their hands, which completely cleared up from using a selenium supplement like our liver support. So guys, it's really important that we understand that selenium and vitamin D and vitamin C are all critical nutrients and potassium iodide in maintaining a really, really healthy immune system. So we still have plenty of liver support available. I take it on a daily, regular basis because I realize that I have to have selenium in my diet on a regular basis. And in fact, I've seen one myself, being 64. If I don't take the liver support, I start getting spots on the back of my hands. And as soon as I start taking the liver support, those spots go away. Very, very important to understand that selenium is one of those trace minerals that you need on a regular basis in order to stay healthy. Austin, what do you think, bud?
That's really well said. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the liver support on top of that as well, it's just incredibly good for overall liver function. Because, I mean, even if you eat fairly clean and you take good care of yourself, you know, the liver has to detox all the time. I mean, you get the pesticides, the herbicides, the stuff we're still exposed to. So, I mean, it's an incredibly good supplement just for overall health as well. And one thing you were saying earlier that I want to kind of touch base back on, and this is interesting, is the whole connection that we keep hearing about and people keep talking about with 5G with this coronavirus. Now, whether or not that's all accurate or it's speculation, I don't know. I'm still trying to do my research and figure out what in the world's going on. We know, and we've seen numerous videos, and I've had people do it locally here too, especially in areas that have the 5G towers. You can take one of those radiation meters, you know, which you can test to see radiation. You can run it by a microwave, you know, and it'll be 150, 200, you know, on the meter scale. And then people are taking them near these 5G cell towers. You know, they're still a couple hundred feet away from them. And the meter pegs all the way, maxes out the scale, alarm rings off on it, depending on what kind of meter you have. And we've seen that the 5G rollout has been going on in the U.S. now for the last year, year and a half. You know, they've been working on, you can go and you can see those giant towers everywhere. And what it's starting to, what's also being told, and this is what I've heard from a couple different researchers now, and MD talked about this the other day in detail, really interesting video, is he said, you're more susceptible to the 5G radiation based on how much metal toxicity you have inside of you. And I thought about it for a second. He said, you understand, I mean, metal, you know, it conducts. So he goes, if your body has a ton of aluminum in it and has mercury in it, and you're loaded up with this stuff because of your exposure to toxic foods, the mass amount of immunizations that you've been given, et cetera, et cetera, the list goes on, you're much more susceptible, and this causes way more health problems with you. And so that's something that we're starting to see now. And on top of that, almost all the areas that have been basically hit the hardest, you know, South Florida down in Miami. We saw Southern California. We saw New York. Same thing in Seattle. All the areas that have these really, really, really high numbers have already had 5G systems already rolled out and put into place, if not fully active. I don't know. I can't speak and say they're all active. But you can go to pretty much all those places. They all have those towers everywhere, and you can see them. And then we see this massive infrastructure bill that Trump's wanting to push now for $2 trillion, and he signed executive orders last week as well. I talked about on the Hagman Show on Friday, basically rolling out full 5G infrastructure. They pretty much have the full support of the United States government for the FCC to come in now and roll out 5G anywhere and everywhere they can with pretty much unlimited funding, in essence, to do whatever they need. And then we're seeing what's happening now, guys, with this lockdown. Do the math. 1 + 1 = 2. This isn't hard to add up. And so, and then this has been something so strategic because now, as some of us are refusing to listen to these unbelievably just unconstitutional demands and this rhetoric, then you're automatically labeled and blasted as basically, you know, a danger to society because you're not doing your part. You're not staying inside. You know, you could be carrying the virus and you're spreading it. We've already seen the research, guys, from numerous doctors that have shown that this coronavirus is not new. This isn't something that just popped up here last month. It's been floating around and around and around and around, and they've even said, the guys out of the UK, the researchers out of the UK said, there's a high probability that millions of people have already contracted this even last year and didn't even know they contracted it because there was no test for it. Because the only thing they're testing with this COVID-19 is basically the DNA aspect of it when they're testing it. So they don't even know. This stuff may have been around for years. If you keep your immune system strong, if you use proper sanitation, if you use high doses of vitamin C on a regular basis like we all do around here, you're pretty solid for the most part. But the level of these measures of what we're being dropped onto us right now with these tyrannical rules and people being arrested left and right and being watched like hawks and having cameras in Walmart parking lots, I'm up in the air, I mean, a dozen cameras on a pod with a loudspeaker telling everybody to keep social distancing while they shove everybody single file line into one door, rut to butt, into Walmart. How does that make any sense whatsoever if you're trying to prevent a virus from shoving people into one single line and making them follow each other and breathe everybody's air behind them or in front of them as they walk into Walmart? The answer is it doesn't, guys. It doesn't do anything to prevent anything. It's designed to put everybody into a state of fear so everybody can be more easily manipulated and will follow orders, stay at home. They're going to see how long they can push this. I'm telling you right now. And see, they have what they're dealing with right now. It doesn't matter if it's one way or the other. See, they're saying, oh, if we don't lock everything down, we're going to have, you know, 2 million deaths. So we have to lock everybody down. Well, then what happens is if they let everybody out, their homes, and there's still more deaths, they can say, we didn't do it long enough. You didn't comply with us long enough. You didn't listen to us long enough. It's your fault. You didn't social distance long enough. That's why it happened. It's a catch-22. And so as Dad just said, this is the thing that's got me, you know, kind of on edge right now talking to a lot of people, is that there's a high probability in the very next few weeks from what we've already seen, they're going to try to roll out some type of ID system to say, oh, you're okay, you're healthy, you're safe, you have had your vaccine, you can conduct business now. Publix already put out a big thing, a big press thing last week, basically saying they're doing everything they can to do cashless, and as far as not even doing the chip reading, to actually do just the touch where you just tap your card. Some of you can just tap your phone or hold your phone in front of it and it scans it. And I've heard this from one of my guys that's in Publix, one of the managers. He said they're actually even discussing bringing down the registers that take cash to only one register. and saying basically, if you do cash, this is your register. This is going to have to be like a super sanitized register. We're going to have to be super strict right here. Or all the other registers, you can basically do your credit card or debit card or tap and go or whatever they're setting up on it. But the cash one's basically going to be like the quarantine one. Again, making it appear that cash is the problem. Oh, we've got to watch out. You don't want to use cash. You know, it's just best if you just don't use cash, okay? And then if slowly more people go to this credit card, debit card on everything, more people are going to say, you know what, I just want to be safe. I don't want to have any issues. I don't need to use any cash. And that right there, guys, is how we're going to roll into a cashless society, and majority of people never even saw it coming or even resisted it one single bit. And that's where it's starting to go right now, guys. So, I mean, it's something definitely to be aware of, because, I mean, as we saw now, if you guys looked at on Friday, the United Nations Secretary General, I talked about this on the Hagman Show, but I'm bringing it up again, Antonio Guterres has now announced, he's basically the United Nations Secretary, has announced the creation of a fund for addressing the global coronavirus pandemic. He's saying that he wants every single nation in the entire world that's in with the United Nations to contribute the equivalent of at least 10% of the annual income of the entire planet for a human-centered initiative and coordinated stimulus package. It will be a dedicated COVID-19 response and recovery fund. If countries continue to accept the plan, the United Nations or whatever other shady coordinating agency will be in control of it, I had that in there, would be given the equivalent of approximately $8.7 trillion, an unprecedented amount that would be 2,900 times greater than the UN's annual budget. The proposed plan would effectively place a global agency, presumably the UN, in charge of propping up the entire world economy to help fight the coronavirus. Guys, this would pretty much be the one world government currency, is what that's what he's telling you they're doing right now. They basically want $8.17 trillion. And you got to ask yourself, what are they going to do with that money? I mean, we know the United Nations said before, oh, we need the green money. We need, you know, the $100 billion carbon tax to start off, and we'll magically make pollution stop, right? That was basically what they said. You need to give us money, and we'll just wave our wand, wave our little fairy dust wand, and it'll just stop pollution when you give us money. So they're supposed to get $8.7 trillion, and then what? They're just going to wave their fairy wand, and all of a sudden everything's going to be okay. Economy's great again, guys. Think about what we just did here in the United States. I've got reports from numerous people now, all across the board in different sectors, of people basically quitting or leaving their job to go on unemployment. Why? Because I'm getting reports all the way from $650 to $875 a week is what people are getting on unemployment now in the United States. That's almost a $40,000 a year job on unemployment. Think about it for a second. We now have people quitting their jobs to go on unemployment. Do you hear what I'm saying, guys? We literally just stepped into a socialist dictatorship. We're under basically a soft martial law. They're never going to call it that formally, but that's pretty much what we're under with the United States sheriff departments, the federal agents, the National Guard, and all these guys right now, basically telling people, if you go paddleboarding by yourself and you're trying to travel freely unmolested on your way out in the open water, you're now going to be arrested for failing to comply with a lifeguard. Think about this for a second. At the same time, we have people quitting their jobs to go on social handouts. Now, I'm not picking on anybody as far as saying, I know a lot of people right now are having serious financial problems. Some people have been forced to shut down their companies, and I feel for you on that. And I'm not picking on people to go on, everybody to go on, you know, unemployment. I'm not saying that. But we now have people that their jobs are still open. I just talked to the county last week. I'm still in the middle of building a house right now. A lot of people forget that. I'm dealing with this whole aspect of construction, the county, permitting. And I talked to one of the permit guys the other day, and he said, we have an unprecedented amount of work right now. And I said, were people still building houses? He goes, well, they're finishing houses. There's really no new building going on at all. He said, but the problem with it is everybody's trying to finish these houses up before everything goes to crap. And he said, we usually have 34 inspectors on tap all the time. We're down to like 17 inspectors right now. And I said, wow. I said, he goes, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with everything going on. So they're quitting. They're just taking a, you know, unlimited leave of absence. And then now I'm starting to hear the unemployment. If you got a job and you're making $30,000-$35,000 a year and you got to deal with people still, and all of a sudden you can quit and go on unemployment and make $40,000 a year. I mean, guys, that is socialism completely and totally, textbook, what we just stepped into. And it is troubling to see that. And we absolutely have to keep getting this information out there. So I appreciate everybody forwarding these shows, getting this information out there. We have to be vocal about this, y'all. We have to be standing up, and we have to keep talking the truth, because this is coming at us so hard and so fast right now. The majority of people are just complacent for fear of reprisal from authority. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to do anything because they don't want to get the backlash. Guys, right now is the time to speak your mind and stand up for your rights. I promise you, because if we all just sit in a hole and shut our mouths and don't say anything, this is going to get worse and worse and worse. They are beta testing us right now. They are seeing how far they can push the envelope before people start pushing back. And right now, there's been like zero pushback on them at all. Everybody has just blindly accepted this in the last couple weeks. And that is something. And I'm not saying be idiotic and go do things that aren't safe, but what I'm saying is question authority. You don't ever have to be submitting to something because you blindly have to submit to it. You have the right to ask questions. This is still the United States. You have the right to speak freely. You have the right to say, do you know what's in this vaccine? Question mark. You have that right still. Exercise that right, everyone.
You know, Austin, I couldn't have said it any better. And I mean, it's important that, you know, when you go someplace and you're talking, I do this all the time, which doesn't surprise you guys. I'll be in line and I'll say, something's not right. And they'll say, what do you mean? I said, this coronavirus stuff, I don't know anybody who's got it personally. I've got people who basically have called health masters. They have friends that have it, but I don't know personally anybody who has it. And it seems odd to me that we're in a complete and total global shutdown over a virus that hasn't killed as many people as the common flu did last year at 60,000 people. I said, it doesn't make any sense to me. And they're always like, yeah, something's wrong, isn't it? And again, we talked about this on Friday. It's the energy field around the planet. It's been changed. The whole thing's been changed. I mean, they're tightening the grip. And the guys who rule the planet, the planetary rulers, if that's what you want to call them, these are the priest class of the wizards and the weirdos, you know, they run the planet because they control the money supply and they control the media. See, when you control the money supply and you control the media, you control countries, and then you control who goes to war and who doesn't go to war. You control countries and outcomes, entire regions of the globe. And this is who these guys are. Here's a really interesting article, and it's called Rebellion. It says, this is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, where you are asked for your papers, says Maine Sheriff. Maine's Franklin County Sheriff Scott Nichols has a strong message for the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, who issued stay-at-home orders with threats of police punishment if not followed. Sheriff Nichols issued a statement on a Franklin County Facebook page saying, in no uncertain terms, he will not follow the unconstitutional order. I like this guy. We will not be setting up a police state, period, he wrote. The sheriff's office will not purposely go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road, or stop and ask why people are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk. This is not Nazi Germany or the Soviet Russia, where you're asked for your papers. The sheriff's announcement comes as a welcome sign to Americans who have been arrested for inane things like praying outside, surfing, paddleboarding, or trying to drive to work. Someone has to stand up to this unconstitutional directive that are being handed down daily by government officials who have no authority to do so, and will fall on the sheriff to uphold what they know to be their legal and lawful duties, none of which involve trampling the rights of citizens. Now, guys, I'm not saying the coronavirus isn't real. People are dying from this stuff, but the guys I mentioned, like I talked about on Friday, the people that are dying primarily are those who have compromised immune systems. Also remember, with Morgellons disease, when you have these nanofibers that start coming out of your skin, it's a very real condition. Psychiatrists try to tell people they have a psychiatric disorder, but yet they can see the fibers coming out of their skin, but they're telling them that those aren't real. Now, what the heck is wrong with that psychiatrist when he can look down there and see those things? And they get extremely itchy and all the other things. And what they found is, like Austin said earlier, the people who have heavy metal toxicity, the mercury from all the immunizations, the aluminum, the vaccines, they're the ones that are affected primarily from Morgellons. Now, now we're finding out that the people that are primarily affected from coronavirus are the ones that have had vaccinations or who live in 5G hotspots. Now, think about this for a second. If you're injected with all those heavy metals, the mercury and the aluminum, your body becomes more conductive to electromagnetic energy. It's kind of like this. If I took distilled water and I took two open electrode leads from a 110 outlet and I stuck it in the water, it will not conduct electricity. It won't do anything. It won't conduct electricity because water is not a conductant. It's the electrolytes in the water that conduct electricity. So distilled water will not conduct electricity. Now, if I put just a few trace minerals like our aqua trace that we have in that water, it'll light up like a Christmas tree. Now, why? Because the conduction is occurring through the trace minerals. Now, same thing is true with metals. Your body is going to conduct more electricity and have a bigger charge in a system if you have heavy metal toxicity. Now, another thing that's interesting, with all of these 5G satellites that Elon Musk, who's another Rothschild cutout, by the way, another moron who was basically given a bunch of money supposedly in order to be at a high-level position. And now, let me stop for one second here on that topic. It's like Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire, supposedly, because they told everybody he was a billionaire, had his own jet. We don't know who was paying for that. And then when he dies, we found out he wasn't even close to being a billionaire. He was another Rothschild cutout being used by the Mossad, Rothschild Mossad, I should say. They're basically a mercenary army to do the bidding of involving group and world leaders in sex with young children in order to blackmail them. See, the same thing is true again. Now let's go back to what's happening with the 5G. When you basically have the ability to infuse people with nanoparticles and injectable chips and mercury and aluminum, you massively increase the risks of Morgellons and other types of diseases. One other thing is with Elon Musk and these satellites, these 20,000 satellites that they're supposedly launching, and some people are saying are already in orbit, which I don't know how in the world they did it that fast. They're saying at this point that all they have to do is turn on blue light from these satellites and this Morgellons starts to grow in your body. Isn't that interesting? What's it going to create? Flu-like symptoms? Oh, that's strange. Isn't it like coronavirus or something else? Or is it going to change your DNA into something else? So guys, this is just another reason. You can't let them inject you with who knows what. I mean, what in the world? I mean, if you know that a baby's being injected with fetal cells, aborted fetal cells, the baby's being injected with aluminum, the baby's being injected with squalene, we've got 1 in 42, sometimes some people say 1 in 32 children in some areas now coming down with autism, isn't there a point where we kind of start asking questions like, maybe we shouldn't do this, or what's causing this, or maybe the vaccines are involved, maybe it's the glyphosate, but think about all the things that have happened now. We had Jeffrey Epstein, who got busted, who I still don't believe to this day is dead, and it made the news last fall. All of a sudden, they had to find a way to obfuscate the news. They had to find a way to trigger something else. So they impeached Donald Trump, okay, through the House. Of course, it's not passed through the Senate. It goes away. As soon as this happens with Trump and this gets over, what do we get? We got a coronavirus coming in. It's always something else. They always have to maintain a narrative. Now we have martial law. Now we have rights being taken away. And this is what they do. They so program the people in America, Austin, with the media, that they believe they can do anything they want to do now as long as they tell the lie big enough and long enough and strong enough through their Rothschild-controlled media enterprises that people are going to go along with it. And nobody questions the narrative anymore, because at this point, we have been deluded with Jeffrey Epstein, with Trump's impeachment, with this stuff with the coronavirus, now with Pompeo wanting to go to war with all these different countries, and all of this stuff is coming at us as an assault. And see, and they're changing our normalcy bias. That's what they're doing. They're changing it. They're changing the behavioral paradigm. They're causing a giant shift like 9/11 did, and this was their intent. Guys, these guys are communists. These are the guys that caused the communist revolution. They want to get rid of our idea and our concept of God, and they want us to worship that snake in the tree thing, the ISOP. And this is what the goal is, a one-world religion. And see, you say, well, that won't happen. As long as we're alive, we'll never allow that to happen. That's okay, but they don't care. They don't care it takes 100 years. They don't care. They've been working on this whole third temple rebuilding for 200 years now, over 200 years. And they don't care it's taken 200 years. Because the entities apparently have a very long life. And they continue just to do these things on and on and on and on through generations of human beings. And that's what we're seeing now. I mean, we've seen the entire Catholic Church overrun by a guy right now who shouldn't even been put in as Pope. The guy who denies the deity of Jesus Christ. I mean, the guy's nuts. But yet, he's the Pope. I mean, who thought would ever see something like that in our lifetime? He no longer considers himself the vicar of Christ. He considers himself to be his own man now and no longer answers to Jesus. I mean, he did that last week. What the heck is all that about? So you see, it's so important that we understand what is happening and who's doing it and who's in charge. Because if you don't, it's all going to be very confusing. It's always the same group. The guys who took down Building 7. The guys who worship the snake in the tree. It's always these guys. It has been these guys. That's why Jesus himself called them out in the book of John. It's the Druids. It's the Canaanites. It's the ancient Canaanite religions. The ancient Egyptian religions. All rolled into one book called the Zohar, which pushes the Kabbalah, which is what Jared Kushner and Ivanka Kushner believe. So, and Madonna, and a whole bunch of Demi Moore, a whole bunch of these other Hollywood stars are all involved in this, in which sacrifice and all these other things are done in many of these weird and strange circles they're involved in. Guys, it's so important to understand that this is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. And quite frankly, the Christians in the United States are hamstrung. You know, the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys have come in now and have basically taken Christianity into a how much stuff can I get religion versus how much can I serve God religion. How much can I love Jesus religion? How much can we love one another religion, which is supposed to be, and how much stuff can I get? You know, they fly around in their private jets. I mean, the 501(c) corporation that was started back in the 50s with these religious leaders, it was done to do this to them, to basically entice them through greed and let them have all of these tax deductions and all the things they were having. And here's the irony of all of it. The church was tax-free to start with. It always has been, for separation of church and state. But they gave them the 501(c) status so they could take it away from them to make sure they stayed in line, to make sure they did what they were supposed to do from a legal IRS standpoint in order to control them. That's what it's always about. It's always about the control. And it's sad that we as Christians have allowed our pastors and our teachers to change the gospel from one of love one another to let's go out and start as many wars as we can. And support the president who does this? What the heck, man? This is not what we're supposed to do. This is not what love and walking in faith and being in covenant with God Almighty is all about. How many Iranians can we kill? Or how many Iraqis can we kill? Or how many Syrians can we kill? Or how many people in Libya can we kill? I mean, when did we become Christians who believed in all this stuff? The endless wars and rumors of wars and the killing of the innocents and the children and the abortions. When did that happen? Well, it's kind of like the proverbial frog on the water. It kind of crept up on us. Kind of like Hitler did on the Germans. Kind of like Trump did on us. Oh, no, I said it. What do you think, Austin?
That's exactly right. And here's the other irony right now that we're seeing. You know, a lot of hospitals... majority of hospitals right now, pretty much, to my knowledge, at least down here in Florida, have stopped all, like, elective surgeries, you know. Any of that stuff that's not an immediate dire surgery, they pretty much shut it all down because they're trying to make sure they have open, you know, individuals for any of these coronavirus patients, so forth. We know that. But what's ironic is that Planned Parenthood is still doing abortions. Think about that for a second. Everything going on right now, it's so important to even stop elective surgeries in the hospital, but yet Planned Parenthood can keep murdering innocent children every single day because it's all for reproductive health, right? That's what they always tell everybody, the lies. They haven't stopped any of that. They're not going to stop any of that. That's why it hasn't been fully defunded. They still have an immense amount of money they get from the federal government every single year. And it's interesting. I was talking to Lan about this last night. You know, we've seen the massive control of the churches. Dad just went on that 501(c)(3). We've seen, you know, with the insane amount of taxes, which is theft, being brought to us for over 100 years now, we've complied. We've seen the medical industrial complex now pretty much control most people's lives once you get involved in it. And I've always said, last thing that we still pretty much have is the ability to travel freely, unmolested on your way. You can pretty much go just about anywhere you want, as long as you're obviously not driving or doing something erratic or endangering other people's lives. But for the most part, you can pretty much go anywhere you want and travel. That has now been the last thing they had to take from us, and they have now successfully done it. A majority of people are not even resisting it one bit. I saw Atlanta sent me a thing from her missionary friends that she knows down in Peru. There's a couple that she knows down there real well that live in Peru. And you listen to this. She just sent her this on Facebook yesterday. She said, the president of Peru has now announced that the curfew and quarantine will be stricter. Our nightly curfew is 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. No one's allowed outside at those times. 6 p.m., guys. 6 p.m. you have to be inside your home. We already were not allowed to drive our car or do anything outside except walk to get food or medicine. Today, they begin separating days for men and women to be allowed to go outside to walk only to the grocery store or pharmacy. Men can go outside on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Women can go outside on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And no one is allowed outside on Sundays. It is mandatory to wear a mask whenever you leave your home. We are thankful to be able to walk outside together on the parking garage ramp of our building. God is bigger than all of this. Please pray for us. Now, I'm not down in Peru. I'm taking it at this lady's word. Atlanta's known her for 20 years, and they're great people. This is what's happening in Peru right now, guys. This is starting to happen all over the world. Complete and total lockdown. That's why I said they're never going to call it martial law because of the PR. But we're under martial law right now. There's just been no formal declaration of Trump saying on national television, I'm declaring martial law. But we're already there. Wake up, see what's going on, talk about it, get this information out there. The least, when you go out in places, like I said, converse with people, bring topics up, 4 different articles. And, of course, when you see strange things, videotape it or take photos of it. Send it to me. You can send it to me on email if you want to. Get that information out there. Post it online like that guy did on Twitter now. I'm going to try to get that thing viral. I'm going to put the link up there to it with the giant speakers with the cameras all over in the Walmart parking lot and the monotone. Stay at least 6 feet apart. No loitering in or outside the building. I mean, we're in a prison and nobody even realized what just happened. Get the information out there. That's one of the best things we can do right now is keep spreading the news, the truth news of what's really going on right now, Dad.
You know, Austin, I have a friend of mine who's a missionary down in Ecuador, and I texted him this week, and I said to him, I said, you know, you guys really have, you know, corpses piling up in the streets in Ecuador. And, you know, and his response was, you can't mention my name, can't mention anything about me, because we're told we can't talk about this by the church group that we are affiliated with, which I find that kind of odd. It kind of sounds like the clergy response team in this country and how they've been linked back into the CIA. This article goes on to say, if the coronavirus pandemic rips through Ecuador, by the way, my friend says he hasn't seen any bodies laying in the street, some cities are struggling to cope with the deluge of fatalities, pushing residents to make harrowing pleas for help as the bodies of loved ones accumulate in the streets. The port city of Guayaquil, whatever that is, around 260 miles south of the capital, Quito, has been hit especially hard in the outbreak, leaving hospitals and morgues utterly overwhelmed with a flood of new patients and deaths. Here's the problem that I see with all of this stuff. Every time I turn the internet on or start watching news, they take people to these hospitals that are overrun with death and dead bodies and morgues and refrigerated trucks, and it's empty. There are no sirens. Nobody's going through the streets in ambulances. But yet, you know, they go there and there's no bodies laying in the streets, but all of a sudden there's videos of bodies laying in the streets. So we got to ask ourselves a question. How much of this thing is a staged psyop? Now, I know the coronavirus is very real. I told you this back in January because I have a friend who lives over by Wuhan in China, and he warned me about it. But we talked about it being DNA specific. Now, I really believe if you've got an impaired immune system that this stuff can get to you and kill you right now. I believe that right now with all my heart. But this severity in which they say, 100,000 people may die in the United States and it's destroyed the economy, blah, blah, blah. Well, we had 60,000 people die last year from the flu and nobody destroyed the economy. And now Trump is seeing the limits of presidency and avoiding the blame for the virus. Now, wait a minute. Is he saying he wants more power? Does he want to do like Hitler did and take full power, full authority, become Fuhrer, Fuhrer Trump? President Donald Trump is confronting the most dangerous crisis a U.S. leader has faced this century as the coronavirus spreads to a once vibrant economy falters. Well, he faltered the economy. He shut it down. He shut down General Motors. He shut down Ford. He shut down Disney World, for heaven's sakes. As the turmoil deepens, the choices he makes in this critical week ahead will shape his reelection prospects, his legacy, and the character of the nation. Wait a minute. Why does this affect the character of the nation? We don't want to get shut down. The early fallout is sobering. In the White House best-case scenario, more than 100,000 Americans will die and millions will become sickened. At least 10 million have already lost their jobs. That's because of what Trump's done. And some economists warn it could be years before they work again, but they're paying them $800 to $1,000 a week, so why do they want to work again? So when you try to start the companies back up again, these people are going to say, we're not going to come back to work for you. We're sitting around the house for nothing. The S&P 500 index has plunged more than 20%, and the U.S. Surgeon General predicted on Sunday this week will be the Pearl Harbor moment as the death toll climbs. Guys, it's like I told you. I mean, it's very sincere. Is it really worth destroying the entire economy and destroying the entire global economic engine over a virus, which at best may be two or three times as much as the flu was in the end? Doesn't make any sense to me. I think prevention, telling people to take vitamin D3, potassium, iodine, and C are the answers. I love you guys. Got to pray for you today. Excuse me. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. And please be sure, if you need anything, check out the website. We have the magnesium brain food on sale right now. Brand new batch of it in. I told you guys, really good formula products, really, really popular. And we also have some astragalus back in stock on the website now. A few other things, you know, we're still working on getting other little products here and there, trying to keep everything in stock. Got another big batch of vitamin C in again, so we're keeping everybody stockpiled up on that. I still keep taking about 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. If you spread it out, microdosing throughout the day, it really keeps your blood levels of vitamin C up all day and pretty much fights off anything. So again, thank you for the continued support. Be sure, if you need anything, call us, email us, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.